33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. We talk a lot about finding excuses to break away for the weekend to explore Texas. Well, this next one is one of those that is fire up the station wagon and load them up perfect. The streets in front of the state capitol building will be blocked off. In place of the cars, Congress Avenue will be filled with pedestrians weaving between white tents and long tables, rubbing shoulders with some of the most celebrated authors in the world right there on the state capitol grounds, browsing, book signings all free, no tickets required. This is the Texas Book Festival, folks. Executive Director Lois Kim stopped by the Texas Standard Studios. Lois, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
What's new this year? Tell us about it.
So many things are new this year. It's really exciting. We have a really big festival with some really big names, and we're excited to welcome Tom Hanks and the Bush Sisters and Dan Rather. We have a really big kids area at the festival this year. Mm-hmm. We're calling it Kids on Congress. And for the first time, we have Antone Stage at the Texas
Antone
Festival.
Antone Stage?
You know, iconic blues club with an amazing history here in Austin. And they are bringing their kind of iconic sound to the festival. So in between sessions, people can catch an act.
Let's get to the books, which is what people are really coming for. Some of the authors that you've been trying to get, I bet there's some names. Almost impossible, huh?
It's hard to pick out a few because we do have over 300 authors coming to the Texas Book Festival.
Over 300?
I would say probably Tom Hanks is a big get.
No, that's huge. Yes,
that's
enormous.
Huge. Yeah. And we have some great celebrity chefs, Mark Bittman and Gail Simmons. And then I think we have some real literary stars, Walter Isaacson coming with his new nonfiction book on Leonardo da Vinci. He, of course, wrote the Steve Jobs biography.
Yeah.
Jennifer Egan with her new novel, Manhattan Beach, which is really very fun to kind of delve into. Earlier this year, I read a book called The Fact of a Body by Alexandra Marzano Lesnovich, and I could not put that down. It was sort of a true crime, but also memoir, and it really hits close to home. That's going to be in C-SPAN. So we, as always, we have like amazing stuff.
The C-SPAN element, I have to tell you, that's one of my favorite aspects of this. C-SPAN will be taping and broadcasting live?
Yes, they do broadcast live from the festival. And so they always bring a big production team. Yeah. And we work together with them on programming. So it's usually where you're going to see a lot of the nonfiction, politics, and current events happening there. Probably the Texas one in C-SPAN this year is Roger Hodge with his Texas Blood book, Melissa Del Bosque with Bloodlines, and Lauren Markham with Faraway Brothers. And all those three books are linked together with a really strong border theme.
Beautiful. Let's bring in the silent presence on the other side of the studio. Clay Smith is also in the room here, and Clay is the editor-in-chief of Kirkus Reviews. You've been so quiet, and yet all of us sitting here in the studio know what a big role you used to play back in the day with the Texas Book Festival.
Oh, thanks.
Huh?
Yeah, I used to be the literary director of the Texas Book Festival.
Yeah, and so, usually you're picking the books, so maybe you can pick some events for us this go-around. What are your favorite events here?
Well, Lois mentioned some of the bigger names. So I picked some maybe more eclectic or hidden events that people might have missed. So one of them in the children's program is on Saturday, November 4th, and it's called Illustrating American History, and it's with Dawn Tate and Kadir Nelson, who are two African-American children's book illustrators and writers. These are two artists who are really giving pride of place to the African-American experience in this country.
And what else you got there?
So we started Lit Crawl Austin when I used to work.
Like a pub crawl sort of?
Yeah, sort of like a pub crawl. There's, I think, six venues and two or three events at each venue.
Uh-huh.
And so you're going to sort of meander through East Austin and you can drink a lot. the events are a little bit more rambunctious and participatory than you might find in the Capitol during the day. So there's a number of events on Saturday night. I really encourage people to go. It's so much fun. But one that I'm really excited about in particular, it's called American Short Fiction Presents Ex Libris. It's sort of a literary version of Dictionary, and these six writers are going to have to get up on stage and concoct on the spot opening lines of novels.
Oh, I like
that. And then
that.
Have the other contestants believe that those are real opening lines.
This is great. So, this ought to be a radio show. It sounds like a terrific
writers
idea.
Lie all the time. They're just going to do it in person for you at this event.
Lois, how do you keep the festival fresh? I mean, it's been 22 years now. That's got to be a challenge unto itself.
You know, it's a fun challenge to have. It's an interesting one. We very much stay true to our mission to be a free festival for everyone. So it's completely free to attend. The main thing that I would want to convey to the listeners is that, you know, we are a statewide organization. So what we're trying to do is be both a big festival that has a big tent for everyone,
right,
but also be an outreach arm where we're doing literacy programs around the state, and we've been growing that. So I think that's one way that we've really tried to adapt and change to be a thriving nonprofit in the 21st century.
I think, frankly, it's a terrific excuse to get down to the Texas capital city and bring the whole family and enjoy a terrific weekend. We've been talking with Lois Kim of the Texas Book Festival, Clay Smith with Kirkus Reviews. Y'all, thank you so much for stopping by. We sure do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Happy book
festival. Thank you. You too.